Mishnah Berurah Sifcha.
Stupid.
Huh? Stupid. My throat is still not 100%, so please. Hang in there with me.
Where is Bronco?
Simon Chess. We're starting Hilchot Tzitzis today. Lazaro. Thank you, Mr. Frankel. So guys, please, I'm going to try and talk as loud as possible. Please don't talk over me. I'll be happy to answer questions like usual. Once again, we're going to try and get to as many things as possible. There's a lot of stuff in Simon Chess. I said before, this is one of the, in my opinion, one of the Iker Simonim, for sure, in Chilak Aleph of Mishnah Berurah, not in all of Mishnah Berurah. Because it deals with a lot of, first of all, Hilchos Tzitzis, and also a lot of Hilchos Brachos stuff also. A lot of stuff you could apply in many different areas of halacha. Okay, without further ado, let's start. Okay, the Mechaber says, Yitati v'tzitzis v'yivarach mu'umad. You should wrap yourself in your tzitzis, you should make the bracha mu'umad. So first of all, the Mishnah Berurah points out, you have to make the bracha first before you do the atifa, because like all other birchas and mitzvahs, we want to make the bracha first, because we have all brachas supposed to be over l'asiyasot. And he says, the Mishnah Berurah points out, you should take your talis in front of you. You should take the talis in front of you and hold it out after it's unfolded. Make the bracha and then put it on. Same thing with your tzitzis. You shouldn't do it while it's still folded in its bag. You shouldn't do it before you're ready to put it on, because that could be over l'asiyasot. You're supposed to make the bracha as soon as possible before you can do the mitzvah. But we have to understand something over here. It's something that needs beer. Why is it? He says the Mechaber Pasuk has to be Mevarach Mu'umad. Not only that, the Mishnah Berurah says, and Sif Kadam Beis Mu'umad Rotza Lomer Hatifa V'Habracha. Right? Everyone see that? Hatifa V'Habracha. So the question is, Hatifa, wrap yourself. You have the Levisha and the Bracha has to be done standing up. Sif Kadam Beis. Fine. Why is this? The mitzvah tzitzis, what's the mitzvah tzitzis? To put on tzitzis and to wear them all day long. Right? You have a mitzvah tzitzis every second you're wearing tzitzis. So let me understand something. If you have to stand up for the mitzvah tzitzis, so then it would come out, you'd have to stand up all day long. You shouldn't be able to sit any part of the day. That's the mitzvah that says you have to stand up. Why is it? Bishlam of the bracha. So you could say all brachas and mitzvahs you're supposed to stand up for. Fine, so I understand. So this bracha is a mitzvah also. So that time you should stand up for. But why the atifa? The atifa, the ikar atifa, the ikar time. If you have to stand up for the mitzvah, so you should have to stand up all day long. Everyone hear the kasha? So, Trumas Adeshin. The Trumas Adeshin that says that the mitzvah tzitzis is very important to understand the mitzvah tzitzis. The mitzvah tzitzis, really, the ikar mitzvah tzitzis is the shas bracha, the shas ativa. The first time you're going to put on the tzitzis, that is the ikar mitzvah tzitzis. And the rest of the day, it's just a shihui mitzvah. It's just like a remainder of the mitzvah. The mitzvah just continues. It's a continuation of the mitzvah. But really, the ikar mitzvah is at the shas bracha and the shas ativa. So there's like a chalos of the mitzvah right away. That's the ikar time of the mitzvah, and therefore you should have special kavana at this time, and you should do it correctly. And that's why also we're going to see in the next halachas. What? We're still in Sival. That's why the ikar atifa we're going to see, and we already get to see Beis. There's going to be a special inyan when you make the bracha. Do a special atifa. Why do it then? Why? If you have to do a special, you should do it the whole day. And there is, if you part of this Jumas Adeshin, because there's a special thing right at the beginning of the Shas Mitzvah, that is the Iker Mitzvah of the Tzitzis. Okay. Now to understand Sif Beis, so there's a machlokas between the Gaonim and the Baal Yitzchak. So there's something called the Ativis Yishmael. I'm sorry. Sledeki. Do me a favor. Go to my towels bag and grab my towels. Okay?
Oh, don't throw.
Okay, so between the Gaonim and the Balatar, I'll get there in a second. So I'm going to, not only am I going to give you share tonight, I'm going to give you a presentation tonight. Presentation on how to put on a towel. Also. Okay, so basically, I'm sorry. Basically, go like this. What? Let's hold this side of the spoon. What? I know there's Ashkenaz Banaz. I don't know what's about Sparta. I've never seen. I don't know what this chok about it. But this is what the Mishnah Berurah explains. Right, so it's like this, guys. This is the machlokas. In Hilchos Avelos, there's something called Ativas Yishmeilim. It's actually one of the things that are chivim of an Avel to do. It's one of the chivim of an Avel to do. But it's one of the, we're not knowing to do Ativas Yishmeilim for whatever reason. We're not knowing to do it anymore. But we make the bracha and tzitzis. Bracha tashav like a malchama shirkin sharm tzivtam v'tzivano lehita atev v'tzitzis, which means to wrap yourself in tzitzis. The Gaonim learn out from here that the mitzvah to do tzitzis is you have to do an atifa. You have to do what's atifa? Atifa sishmeilim. What's atifa sishmeilim? It's basically how the Arabs walk around, right? And basically, it's like this. This is how we put on the towels in the morning. The same thing also. Everyone looks. You can see my back. It's important. You can see the back also. You make the bracha. You put it like this, and you come over. I'm going to explain the nuances between the Mishnah Berurah and how I'm doing it a little bit different. You take it, and it's like this. Covering your mouth. Okay, that's a Tivas Yishmael. Okay, that's a Tivas Yishmael. That's a Tivas Yishmael. This is how the Gaonim understood. This is the Iker Mitzvah. This is how it sits. This is how you're supposed to wear a towel all day long. This is like the Gaonim held.
Is that why the
okay?
Like that?
So who?
Like Arabs.
I don't know why they were. But listen. So that's how the Gaonim held you're supposed to wear tzitzis. The Baal Hitter argues. He says, even though the mitzvah of tzitzis is called ituf, it's in the bracha is the tatev, nevertheless, the Baal Hitter says you do not have to do atifas shmaim when you wear tzitzis. You wear it just like you wore it normally. A normal person you see wearing towels, that is how the Baal Hitter understands. That is the mitzvah of tzitzis.
Whose towels is it?
Mine.
I'm shocked.
I wanted that to be Yotzi, don't worry
about it. None of us are Lamed.
I knew you were Lamed.
What?
I didn't know how to do it. Well, I can sell you brachas. Sell you brachas.
That's how we brachas.
That's why you have to take the thing.
What?
That's why it's worth that. It
says already in the Gideon for this for covenant zibor. It's Slichas. It says it. As
a
tithe, it's Slichas. What? It's not a rug, it's a knight, but if you have come on first of all, not to be honest, for sure.
Yeah, no, I have come on this one.
Second of all, okay, anyways, we'll get into that. It's okay, this is taking a lot of time, but it's very important. So that's the machlokes. Does everyone got the machlokes between the Gaonim and the Baal Hitter? The Gaonim, how all the time you have to wear it like that? Baal Hitter says, no, you wear it normal. That's how the Gaonim wear. That's the mitzvah tzitzis. Leave the tape to be ma'atif in your tzitzis. That's the Gaonim versus the Baal Hitter.
Who's the Baal Hitter?
Itter?
Itter.
Baal Itter with an ayin. No. Tet. Baal Itter. Okay. Says you wear it normally.
How do you know normally?
No, like a normal person wears it. Whatever the normal person wears it. Whatever that is considered. Like, okay. So how do we pass the Lach L'maisa? We pass the Lach L'maisa like the Baal Hitter. Now you wear it normally. But nevertheless, to be machmer like the Gaonim, they say to wear just like, and to be with Sarf, the Trumas and Dash we mentioned before, the Iker time is when you're doing the mitzvah. We do like Ativas Shemaelim when we make the bracha. We take the bracha and we do Ativas Shemaelim at that point. And that's what the Mishnah is describing in Sif Katin Dalad. The middle of Sif Katin Dalad, he goes through B'shasa Tifa Mechasa Rosh HaBatals Ad Shiegi Ativ U'mashlich Kol HaArba Tzitzios L'tzad Smo K'dei Hiluch Dalad Amos. You stay like that for the time it takes to walk Dalad Amos. And then you put it back. Anywhere normally, it's just to be machmir for the goni. We don't pass like the goni, but to be machmir for the goni for the shas bracha, we're machmir for the goni. So what I, that's what the difference between what I showed you the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah is very funny. I don't want to say funny, it's the Mishnah Berurah. But what sounds like the passage of the Mishnah Berurah comes out a little strange. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, it sounds like the Mishnah Berurah is saying to go like this. Okay? It sounds like the Mishnah Berurah is saying to go like this. That this should all go all the way down to your mouth.
Go to your mouth?
That's what it sounds like the Mishnah Berurah is saying. But it's very difficult to say that. Why? Because how could you say that's Ativus Yishmael? If you say that's Ativus Yishmael, that means they covered their eyes. They couldn't see a thing. This is how they walked around. It's got to be the way you walk around. How can you walk around with your eyes covered the whole time? So therefore, most Achronim write, I've seen a man, and I've never told me this also, they're not doing that. That's why the way I did it, the way you could say the Mishnah Berurah is talking about, is that you don't cover your mouth with the top of the talus. You cover it with, when you come over like this, you cover with this side. When you throw this over, now you cover your mouth.
You're making your bracha with your mouth covered?
My bracha is already made. You make the bracha before you put it on. Yeah. Okay, so you put it, you go like this. Another important thing is people get this very wrong. You'll see a lot of people doing this wrong. They go like this. And they go like this. This is not atifa. As you saw before, wearing it like a scarf is not atifa. Okay? So they make the bracha, they're making it wrong. They're doing it wrong. It has to come down your back. It's got to come down like your back like this. Okay, it's got to be an atifa. It's got to be covering part of your body. And then you go like that. Okay? That's how you're supposed to do it. And that's how... I also made that mistake. I used to put on my towel like that, so... It could be the other opinions. That's how my Rav in Chicago showed me also that I was making a mistake I was doing. Anyways. Okay. We must go by because there's a lot to cover.
Rabbi, next time we'll talk to you.
Rav Kohn?
Okay. Rabbi Kohn, show me. Yeah. Okay? I'm sorry for the people who are listening on the tape, they didn't get the presentation.
I was just
saying. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, Beseder. Okay. Okay, let's go weiter. So that's why, that everyone clear now? Baal Eter versus the Gonin, we pass like the Baal Eter, we're machma for the Gonin for the Shaz Brocha. Fine. Gimel. Huh. Oh, one other thing I want to bring to talk about over here, I'm sorry, is in Sipkot and Aleph. In Sipkot and Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Yitati v'tzitzes miyad achar nitilas daim kedei shelo yelech dal damos below tzitzes." Yes, man cannot walk dal damos below tzitzes. So you have to understand that Mishnah Berurah, there's different types of halachas that are brought down the Mishnah Berurah. This is not a chiyuv what the Mishnah Berurah says. It's like Rav Neventzal points out himself. Rav Neventzal points out, if you look at Rav Neventzal, he says. Shalo yelech in the middle of the Ramadan says shalo yech. V'chein hita b'simin yubei simkon yigel. V'ein zeh chiyav el ma'ala b'vad. It's a ma'ala. It's a good thing to do. Not to walk dal amas. It's not a chiyav. It's not a chiyav zeyav. You can't walk dal amas. It's a ma'ala. It's a good thing to do. Therefore, it's a very nice thing to keep your tzitzis next to your bed if you don't sleep in them. If you sleep in them, you already covered this, obviously. Not to walk dal amas. And as Rosh Hashanah points out also, it's not also didn't dal amas. It doesn't mean. It's not like Dalai Lama is like carrying on Shabbos, you walk Dalai Lama's your chayiv. It's just showing you just choosing Dalai Lama's for the point. But really, one Amma, even just sitting there without moving, is also the same thing. You should always be covering your tzitzis. Oh, and there comes the whole famous high school question. Why do I have to wear tzitzis? Why do I have to wear tzitzis? You don't have to wear tzitzis. It's not a mitzvah chiyuvis, it's a mitzvah kiyuvis. If I wear a four-quarter mat, then I have to wear it. Why do we wear, why are we so knocking on this mitzvah? So there's a Gemara Menachos that says, in the Rizcha, in the time of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's angry at Bnei Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's makpid on people even by mitzvah kiyumis. He's talking about tzitzis over there. He got angry. HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes people for not being makpid on the thing in the Rizcha when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's angry. And as Berkowitz points out, we're living in a very troubled times. We're living in a very in a time where there's a lot of averus being done. And obviously, we know the sakana that we're living. We're here in Eretz Yisrael. We know the sakana that's going on all over the world, like in France and England, wherever, everywhere Jews are. There's a big sakana. It's an in the rizcha. Therefore, people are supposed to be makbid on these things. It's such an easy way of getting a mitzvah. Number one, and besides that point, but as Gemara says before, in the rizcha, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu was angry, he's going to be makbid on people not keeping these types of mitzvahs. Yes.
If you don't sleep with your tzitzis on, should you put them on like?
Okay, we're going to get there. We're going to get that. Oh, Lacha, this is going to come up again soon. I'll get there.
Then we'll
see. It's not a problem. Siv Gimel. We got to vote about it. Siv Gimel. Talitos Ketanim Shalanu Shanim Noakim Vilbosh Avopi Shein Bam Ituf Yotzim Adidei Chovat Tzitzis betov laniach dal rosho rachbol lekamaz lekdav debol yamakach butav vachos kdei hililuch dal amos the acher kach gim shechon mal rosho leval bishenu. So this is exactly the halacha that we've already been talking about. He says not only over here he's bringing down the halacha of ativus yishmaelim, and he says he even applies the regular tzitzis. You could do apply ativus yishmaelim also by your talis katan. By your regular tzitzis. Once again, as we pointed out before, we don't pass them like that. He says it's tov. It's good. It's a good thing. But tov laniach harosha. You don't have to. It's a good thing to do. It's a good thing to do to wear it. And okay, so halacha lemaisa. Halacha lemaisa. What do we do? So Rav Nenetzel told me, do whatever you normally do. If you've been not knowing to do this your whole life, just bring it regular. Do it regular. Do it regular. Because that's fine also. Okay, just keep on doing say al mitzvah tzitzis and do it regular. I don't make a bracha because you don't wear a towel. Once you wear a towel, you don't make a bracha on your tzitzis. So it's not a problem. But so you don't have to be makban on this if you're doing it all your life, keep on doing it. But if you do it like this, you make a laniyah. You make litatev tzitzis. If you put it on with the tivus shmeilim, which is very difficult with the towel cotton, unless you have a very big towel cotton, it's very difficult to show you what I just did with the towel cotton. If you're able to do it, so you make the bracha of litatev tzitzis like it mentions later on. If you don't do it, you make all mitzvah tzitzis and put it on regular. Okay. Okay. Dalit. Machzor states tzitzis lefanu v'shtayim la'achar k'deish yu mesuva mitzvos. So what's this halacha? The halacha is you're supposed to have two tzitzis in front of you and two tzitzis behind you. So it's masha. This is an Indian Bahama. It's a nice thing to be. To be surrounded in the mitzvahs, you have two in front and two behind you. But the Gra holds, this is Mekor, then you have to have two in front of you and two behind you. Therefore, where does it come up, Alach Lamaisa? It's very Alach Lamaisa. Rav Nevitzel brings down, very good. Rav Nevitzel brings down, according to the Gra, you would only hold the first two tzitzis. Because if you hold all four tzitzis together, you're mivatling this Indian. Because you're not going to have two in front of you and two behind you. You're going to have them all four together. Therefore, for Kriyat Shema, if you want to be mocked like the Gra, and you want to hold that this is a maker, it didn't. You only hold the first two tzitzis in front of you, and you kiss those tzitzis. I think it's a same thing with the towels. Same thing with the towels. You do the two in front of you.
But it means you're going to have eight. So if you just take four on the towels,
it's the same thing. You're mivatza one of them. There's two separate mitzvahs. You have two mitzvahs. I didn't say you can't. If you want to act like the grah, not everyone's acting like the grah, but the grah holds. What? Because if you take the back two, now you don't have two in front of you and two in back of you.
No.
Okay? According to the grah, you're only supposed to take the front two. If you hold, like, if you're doing a whole life like all four, and you want to do that continue, you can do it. I personally think it's a nice chumra to hold because you're not losing anything. You're not really losing. You're not really mastering. What? Some people don't do it at all. Some people don't do it at all.
Who said that?
What?
Who said they don't think they did it at all?
I don't know. It's an Indian. It's an Indian to hold the tzitzis during that. It's not a chiyuv. That's another thing. According, very good. Very good, Sugar. According to this, also, the people wear the tzitzis like this. On the sides like this. Also, it's not the best thing. It's not two in front, two in back. You're supposed to have them two in front and two in back. Okay? That's really according to this grah. Don't go crazy over this. I mean, the grah obviously holds this is a very important thing, and the Rav Nevitzel seems to hold like this. But there are other opinions also. Eretz Yisrael holds like the grah in a lot of things.
Is there an opinion that says on the sides, like, why do people do it?
Because once again, this is, it seems like from the Mechaber, the Pashas of the Mechaber, this is just an Indian. To be surrounded by mitzvahs.
No, I'm saying, why do people not do it like you should before?
Why they dafka do it? Because it's more comfortable. It's just easier to do. I don't think there's a sheet to why they do it dafka like that. Okay. And this is also for this Mr. Burr from here brings down Sim Cotton Tess. Nagula says a Torah mechatiyos meshes Sim Shoten Tzitzis Lefanim Yelo to Lefanim. The reason why we have this Torah, this thing on top of the talus over here, is to tell you to show you always put the talus on the same way. In order the front sits is always in the front, and the back sits is always in the back. That's what he's saying. You're ready to be makban on that. But he says the Rizal was not makban on this. But as our Shlomo Zalman Arbach said, it's a good thing to be makban.
Mainly, whatever you do, you're good, right?
What?
Mainly, however you do it, you're good.
No, it seems like it's a good thing to be makbaran. They keep the sand, so you always put it on the same way. Therefore, the same tzitzis is always in front, and the same tzitzis are always in back. And the ones on the right are on the right, and the ones on the left are on the left. What?
So your regular
tzitzis also should be cut. So it could be that's the way it was my good question. Why they cut it a little bit in the front. Of course, I think maybe to the same thing. But not all of them. Some of them have around it in the front. Yeah.
If you wear a towel and you wear your tzitzis, what does it matter if you grab off from both?
As I said before, because it's two different things.
I understand, but I'm saying you're wearing your shoes anyway.
But for the baggage, for that baggage, you're mevatel that baggage for that minute. For that minute, you're mevatel that baggage. That's it. Okay. Hey. Mevarech li tatev betzitzis.
No more.
Mevarech li tatev betzitzis. So one thing is, what's the nechla? Is it bit tzitzis or bat tzitzis? Is it bit tzitzis or bat tzitzis? So
what's the reason that you put it on the same way every day? Because you're going
to figure out they learn out from the crushing of the Mishkan. They learn out from the crushing. The crushing of the Mishkan always had to be built in the same direction. That's the Magen Avraham Rizan. Why it's connected to this, I'm not exactly sure. Why? What's the correct thing? Look in the Magen Avraham. Okay. So, according to Mishnah Berurah, you're supposed to say litatev bitzitzis. Litatev bitzitzis. But according to Aruch HaShulchan, the Aruch HaShulchan brings down, it's supposed to be batzitzis. And it seems like that's the minhag. The referred word says the minhag is batzitzis. Litatev batzitzis. Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah. Okay. Minhag Ashna is then.
Who followed Minhag
Ashna? What?
Who said that?
As the referred said, the minhag seems to be batzitzis.
Berkowitz,
I didn't say everyone followed Berkowitz. Berkowitz said he seems to say that the minhag is to follow the following like, person.
Follow who?
The Mishnah Berurah.
When you read the Berkowitz, the
Mishnah Berurah says bitzitzis. The Aruch HaShulchan says batzitzis. Aruch HaShulchan. Okay. Okay. Vaitan the Machaber. What's the. Vaitan the Machaber. The Machaber says, Mvar Bedai Betzitzis. Im Shnaim Oshlosha Mitaatim Vitals Kachas. The two or three people all putting on their talises at the same time. Kula mevarchim. Everyone makes their own bracha. Vim rotzo, but if they want, echad mevarich v'achirim yanu amen. One person can make the bracha, and everyone else can answer amen to the bracha and be yotzi through the other people's bracha. Okay. So one thing the Mishnah Berurah brings down here is by Berchas Shachiyano, this is not true. By Berchas Shachiyano, dafka, everyone should say their own. A lot of people are saying their own Berchas Shachiyano at the same time. Everyone should say their own Berchas Shachiyano. Why? Because Berchas Shachiyano is a Berchas of thanks. Everyone's got their own thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everyone feels a different amount of simcha at this time. Therefore, everyone should make their own Shachiyano. Except by Yontif, the Berchas Shachiyano is on the Zman, and the Zman of Yontif. And therefore, it's a Shachiyano that everyone could say, that one person can be motzi everyone else. Okay?
Same thing goes for like Hanukkah, if someone's lighting for someone else.
Oh, so we're going to get to, okay, we're going to talk right now. What is the best thing to do? What about regular brachos? What is the best? Is it best for one person to pater everyone? One person to pater everyone, or everyone to make their own brachos? So this is far on both sides. This is far on the side of that one person makes it for everyone else. Is a din called Rob Am Hadras Melech. That with the majority of the nation, they're Mahadra the king. They show up to the king that it's a much nicer thing. If everyone does the mitzvah together, it beautifies the mitzvah. Okay, and the Gra is very machpan on Rav Am Hadras Melech. And Rav Nevenzal seems to hold like the Gra you told me tonight. He said as much as possible. That's part of the reason, right? They say Berachos. One person says Berachos, Shrei Shema, and everyone listens. Okay, the Shita is a Gra also. The Shita is a Gra, and as many Berachos as possible, one person should say it, and everyone should be yotzi. Everyone should do the mitzvah together. That's called Rav Am Hadras Melech. And what? That's another side is mitzvah begufa yoter mishlucho, right? It's constant kedushin. Second pair of kedushin. This comes up. It's better for a person to do his own mitzvah than another. But that's what Rav Berkowitz wrote on the other side. That what? Guys, I can't hear. No, it's not. Yeah?
Then you're always going to be like, okay, he's
So what?
It's not good.
It's not true. It's not true. Hold on, guys. 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 I can't talk over you guys. So what do we do, Lamaisa? Lamaisa, from Neventhal, 19. Ashkenazim hold. I'm not sure about Sephardim also. I think Sephardim also is Ashkenazim versus Hasidim. That most time is possible. Let's, for example, Kiddush Friday night. Is it better for one person to say Kiddush for everyone at the table, or everyone to make their own Kiddush? So we better do Ramah Madras Melch. For one person to make Kiddush, the Baal Bais to make Kiddush, or someone else to make Kiddush, and everyone listens to be able to the Kiddush. It's a better guess. It's a better thing. Chassidim did a whole different. The Chassidim are knowing, so everyone makes their own bracha. But Ashkenazim, as much as possible, everyone should try and be makkah to try and do Rov Am Hadras Melech. It's better. It's a better bracha. It's a Rov Am Hadras Melech. Okay, it's brought down the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah already talks about it. Any mitzvahs? Look at Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Yud Gimel. Vimratzu. It says Meloshun Ze Mashi Yotu Tov Shekulam Yavarchu. It sounds like from the Mechaber, it's better for everyone to make their own bracha. Ube'emes, but in reality, Adarav, it's the opposite. Lechatchila Yoter Tov She'echad Yavarch V'yotzi Atacherim. It's better for one person to make a bracha, and everyone else be yotzi. Mishum Barov Amajus Melech. Because of Rov Amajus Melech, Ukidlo Kaman Mesim and Reisam Achet Siv Yodalit. And then he says, Achlo Nogo Achshu. Okay, nevertheless, we're not knowing like this by tzitzis. But Esher Meshum Shena Kol Bikin Liskav Latzei Slotzi. So there's certain times we're going to say we don't do Rav Hadras Melech because we're afraid that people don't have the right kavanah to be yotzi and to be motzi. So there are times. So he's sometimes that's what we say. By, the reason why we don't do it by Kriyat Shema, like Berachos Kriyat Shema, not everyone to be yotzi is because it's too long of a bracha. People are not going to be able to have kavanah for that long. But normally everyone should try to be makadam Rav Hadras Melech. And this, it's talking about when a bunch of people are putting out towels together. Right. He says Efsher, that's what he's just trying to Efsher, the reason why people are not makbid like on this nowadays is because of this. But it sounds like the Mishnah was saying the best thing is to do a Rav Hadras Melech. The Grof for sure holds like that, and see Rav Neventhal. Chassidim brought down my Kiddush at least, that they all do it by themselves. Okay, what if you're yotzi through a mitzvah? What about Ami? Is Ami ma'akiv or not? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down that it's not ma'akiv yevid, even if you're being yotzi through someone else's bracha, if you do not answer Ami, you're still yotzi the bracha. You're still yotzi. Lichatchila vada, you have to say the bracha, but if you do not say it, then you are still yotzi. Okay. Sivav. Altaus cotton and your tzitzis yachol avarich litatev al pishenu mitatev elulosho. So she does mechaber in Svardim that even on their talis cotton, correct, on your talis cotton, you make a bracha. Svardim don't really make brachas on talis cotton, you have talis cotton. But if you ever make a bracha on your talis cotton, Svardim make litatev batzitzis. Even if they don't do atifas yishmaelim, they put on regular, they say atil latif litatev batzitzis, because that is the bracha that was metakin mechazal for tzitzis. Litatev batzitzis, that's the real bracha. But the Ramah says, V'yesh omrim, those who say, those they should mevarchen alav al mitzvah tzitzis. V'chein nohagin v'ein l'shanos. Those who say you should say al mitzvah tzitzis, and that is the minhag, you should not change it. What? And that is what Ashkenazim do when they put it on regular. The question is, where did this come from? What is this bracha? Al mitzvah. The Ramah seemingly created a new bracha, al mitzvah tzitzis. It's not found, it's first in. But because Ali is supposed to make Lita David Tzitzis, the Gemara says Lita David Tzitzis. So where does this come from, Al Mitzvah Tzitzis? So if you look at the Darkei Moshe, it's Masha from his words, that Al Mitzvah Tzitzis, the reason why we make Al Mitzvah Tzitzis, because we're Choshesh for that opinion that we mentioned at the beginning of the Gaonim, that really the Iker Mitzvah is Lita David Tzitzis. And according to the Gaonim, get this very clear, according to the Gaonim, you're not Yotzei with the Talis Kotos. Because you can't really do Ativis, it's not Shaykh to do Ativis Yishmaelim. It's she just going. She just going, you need a big, fat, talus. What? So therefore, for a month, what? Therefore, you need a big one. Talus Kotas is not Shaykh to do Ativis Yishmaelim. Therefore, going to Gaonim, you're not Yotzi with Talus Kotas. So therefore, the Ramah is Choshesh for this opinion, even though we do not pass like this opinion. But it's Choshesh that maybe this opinion is right, and therefore he doesn't want you to say a bracha levatala every time. Therefore, the Rama says to say al mitzvahs. It's al mitzvahs. Oh, what does that help? why? Okay, very nice. But one type of bracha l'dollar, a different type of bracha l'dollar. Why is it better? So the way it's explained, it's meduyak in the Darki Moshe. If you look at Darki Moshe, which is the Rama sefer on the tour, that the bracha of al mitzvahs tzitzis is really a birchas hashavach. It's a birchas hashavach. It's not a birchas mitzvah. What say we that tape? But since it's a birchas mitzvah, like we do before we say shofar, or tias lulav, or all other mitzvahs, make a birchas mitzvah. If a person, an Ashkenaz person, is putting on a talis cotton, he makes a mitzvah tzitzis. He's making a birchas shavach. He's taking a kodesh baruch hu for the mitzvah tzitzis. So even if he's right now putting on a puzzle begging that's not chayiv in tzitzis and he's not yotzi in mitzvah tzitzis, nevertheless, he's not going to be making a bracha l'atal because it's a berachas hashavach. He's taking a kodesh baruch for the mitzvah tzitzis.
So a person doesn't wear Ashkenaz, we never got the mitzvah.
A person doesn't wear it. Once again, we do not paskin like the shita. We paskin like the baal eter. That regular wearing is fine. Therefore, we are yotzi in mitzvah. But for the bracha, the Ramo is choshesh for the shita of the Gaonim, and therefore he created this new bracha bal mitzvah tzitzis in order to be yotzi both shitas. What? Berachas Hashavach. Thanksgiving bracha. We follow the bal eter. The bal eter. Okay. Here's another din that most people don't know about tzitzis.
Yeah.
That you don't see the way normal baguette, a normal clothing is fine. You don't have to do atim. You do not have to do atim sishmayim. The dark emotion that's the safer on the tour. It's the Ramos safer on the tour. Okay, Sif Zayin. Sif Zayin. You have to make sure that the tzitzis are separated from each other. Okay? It should not be mesubach like this and all crumbled and all mixed together and in knots and stuff like that. They have to be separated from each other. All eight strings on all four corners. Okay, you have to make sure they're separated from each other. Oh, so we're going to get this in 1 second. Very good. Good question. Okay. So, what's the reason for this? What is the reason why you have to be separated your tzitzis? So, there's a big machlokas, a very important machlokas. According to the tour, and it's also the sheet that's brought down in the Bir Alocha, Dibur HaMasel Sarich LaHafrid, in the name of the Gra. So, the Gra holds like the tour. That the reason we do it, if you not do it, it's not called tzitzis. If your tzitzis are eight separate strings, and if they're all mixed together, it doesn't have a shame tzitzis. It's mevatel the baguette, it doesn't have a shame tzitzis anymore. Therefore, you have to be very machpat on this. You have to be very careful to have your tzitzis untangled. Because if they're not untangled, you might be not be yotzi mitzvah. No question. Hold on. Okay? Let me explain the shittas. But according to the Beis Yosef, and it's brought down also in the Bir Alocha in the name of the Magen Avraham. In the name of Magen Avraham. That really this is a din back in the time when they had tchelas. When they had tchelas is a din if someone was wearing tchelas. And therefore you had to make sure all the strings were separated so you could tell the difference between the tchelas string and the lovon string. And therefore what would come out now, what is the Magen Avraham and for the Beis Yosef. Will come out then nowadays to base Yosef and the Magen Avraham. Will come out then nowadays if someone forgetting the people who wear tchelas right now. Maybe we'll get to that if I have a chance. If I have a chance for the people who don't wear tchelas. It's not such a big thing nowadays. It's a nice thing to do, but it's not such a big deal because we don't wear tchelas, right? So once again, the tour and the grow hold. It's me'ikar din. For mitzvah tzitzis, if you don't do it, you're not the mitzvah tzitzis. As opposed to the Beis Yosef and the Magen Avraham, who hold does not make her the tzitzis only when you have tchelas. When you have tchelas, then you have to be very makbid. Nowadays, you don't have to be so makbid. Okay. What? Something for what?
Probably
no, even for regular tzitzis.
Beis Yosef.
Same thing. Guys, don't ask him out. What did you understand?
I don't understand the reason that that should be.
No, but if it's all mixed together, you're not going to see which string is which. They're all going to be mixed together. You have to tell the difference.
He says it's only because. Okay,
yeah.
What?
He says it's only because you have to.
That's the Magen Avraham and the Beis Yosef. Correct. Okay, now, Lenny and Maisa, what do we do? B'diavad, we're so mech on the Shita. B'diavad, we're so mech on the Shita, the Mekel Shita nowadays, the Magen Avraham and the Beis Yosef. That it. Well, we're supposed to be Machbid, and therefore, you should try to be Machbid for the Machbid, like the Gra and the Tour. That therefore, every morning before you make the bracha, you should go through all four things, stick your fingers through it, and make sure they're not musubach. Make sure they're not next to each other. But the Mishnah Berurah points out over here, in Sif Kod Yud Ches, Vim Nishtala Vola Basic Knesses, but if you're going to be late, you're going to have to separate all your tzitzit strings, it's going to make you late to come to Shul. And you're going to miss Tefillah B'tzibur because of this. You don't have to be so makbid.
What about those
who you're right, they would say you have to be makbid. The Mishnah Berurah is passing like Bidyavid, like these other, like the Magen Avraham. But cut the Ari, then the Mishnah Berurah says, cut the Ari, a very nice thing. It's tzitzis, what is tzitzis? Rashi tables, what it stands for? Tzadik Yafri Tzitzios Tamid. A tzadik constantly separates the tzitzis to make sure they're makbid. That's what tzitzis stands for. Okay, but anyways. So Mr. Slimnicki asked about Shabbos. Tzadik yafrit tzitzios tamid. To separate. Okay? So you should separate your tzitzis. So what about Shabbos? Shabbos, what if your tzitzis are mesubach? Is there a problem to separate them? Is there a problem to separate your tzitzis on Shabbos? What? So is there a problem? So without getting to all the lumdis about Hilchos Kshira B'Shabbos, it's brought down first in the Halicha Shlomo. Rav Berkowitz said this also. There's no problem of untying Mishum of untying, problem of untying on Shabbos. Because it doesn't have a Din Kesher. Doesn't have a Din Kesher because it's done B'Shogeg, whatever, without getting into Lumdis right now. It's not a problem of Kshira B'Shabbos. Nevertheless, the Halicha Shlomo writes, you're not allowed to be mafred them on Shabbos. The reason being is because it's like Metakin Mono. It's like fixing a kli on Shabbos. Because if your tzitzis are all mesubach and all together, so then you're not filling your mitzvah properly, right? It's not the best mitzvah. Therefore, if you separate them, now you've like fixed your tzitzis. It's like you fix your tzitzis on Shabbos, so therefore it's a problem, and therefore you should not do it on Shabbos. Therefore, if it happened to be coming on Shabbos like this, you just wear them like that, and that's it.
What? You can't do it. Then.
You can't separate.
What?
Untying, no. No Isser of Matir on Shabbos. No Isser Malacha of Deraisa. But there's a problem of Derabun of Matakin, of Nirkim Matakin Kli, and therefore not to do it.
There is no problem with
untying? I said there's no problem with Deraisa of the. There's one of the Av Malachas. One of the Av Malachas on Shabbos is there's kosher and Matir, tying and untying. Are two Av Malachas on Shabbos. You're not over the Isser Doraisa, but nevertheless, you should not do it.
You shouldn't do it because of Matagin.
Because of Matagin Kli, correct. Okay. But, as Rav Nevensaw points out, the best Eitzah is, and this is why I try and do Makbid, and let's say you have a Shabbos Talis, check your tzitzis to be makbid them after you wear them, or before Shabbos. When you take it off and you fold up your towels, separate your tzitzis then. So when you put them on, they're all ready to go then. That's the best thing to do. It's the same thing at night. In that case, you don't want to do it in the morning, so when you take them off at night, separate your tzitzis then, and then when you wake up in the morning, they're all ready to go.
Some people like to put it into their bag, just wear it too short already, so then we get like...
I don't know if that's the reason. Okay. Good. Ches. Very important halacha also. There's a lot of very important ideas you're getting over here. Sif Ches. Yichavim bitatavto shetzivano lakadosh baruch hu itatev bo kadeh shenizkor kol mitzvotav lasosam. You should be mechavim to when you do leitatev tzitzis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to be mitatev and our tzitzis in order to remember the mitzvahs always. So one thing to point out here, I always thought wrong. I always thought the mitzvah is that you wear tzitzis and you remember all the mitzvahs in the Torah. Like a magic, boom, you know the 630 mitzvahs you wear tzitzis. That's not pshat. Pshat is, if you see where your tzitzis, you're going to remember to do the mitzvahs. It's going to remind you to do mitzvahs. That's not, it reminds you, if you where it says now, you know there's a mitzvah of keeping Shabbos, let's say, or this. It just reminds you to keep the mitzvahs, because whatever reason, the gematria of the gnats plus the strings and all the time, the string, whatever it is, comes up to 613. Or Tchelis reminds you of the Shemaim reminds you of Kisei HaKavod, and you remember Kadosh Baruch or whatever. But really, it reminds you to do mitzvahs, not each specific mitzvah. And because this, the Gemara says that where it says it's connected to Kol Torah Kula, connected to Kol Mitzvahs. It's Shogel connected to Kol Mitzvahs. As if you're climbing all the mitzvahs. Why? Because it reminds you to do all the mitzvahs. But what is going on in Sifchas? What's going on? So the Makor is when the Torah goes out. There's three places in the Torah. Then it goes off and explains you all about the mitzvah. All about the mitzvah. What are these three places? In Tzitzis, Tefillin, and El Sukkah. So the Bach comes in all three places, right here in Simen Ches, in Simen Kaf Hei, which we'll do, Meretz Hashem, and in Simen Tav Reish Kaf Hei, I believe. Tav Reish Kaf Hei, I believe, in El Sukkah. He goes on to explain that these three mitzvahs, Dafka, you have to have a special kavanah when you're doing them. Right, you have to have a special kavanah. By Tzitzis, the special kavanah is that you have to remember that Tzitzis is supposed to remind you of all six of all the mitzvahs. Why Dafka in these three places? Because in these three places, the Torah is Mefurish Megalatas, what the kavanah is supposed to be. Why? Because over here it says, Lamad Tis Kiruv, I see them, I call me to Kozmi, call me to die. You're going to see them, you're going to remember all the mitzvahs. And Tefillin says, Lamad Tiyat Torah Hashem Beficha, in order that the Torah should be flowing through your mouth. And in Sukkah it says, Lamad Yedu Dorosechem, Ki Ashati B'nei Yisrael Basukkah. That Kodesh Baruch will put us in Sukkahs in the desert. So since the Torah goes out of its way to tell us the Kavanah, therefore you have to have this Kavanah. So what if you don't have this Kavanah? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Shitas Primagadam. Shitas Primagadam, that Bidiyavid Yerotze. Bidiyavid, if you don't have this Kavanah, Yerotze, as long as you realize you're doing Mitzvah. This is besides the regular Kavanah that you have to have for all Mitzvahs. All Mitzvahs, when you're doing Mitzvah, you have to Kavanah that I'm about to do a Mitzvah, right? You have to do a Mitzvah. Over here, you have to have a special Kavanah that you're doing in order also, who's part of Kol Mitzvahs Hashem. To remember the element you said. The Primagadam says, Bidiyavid, if you don't have this special kavanah, this extra kavanah of the Bach, nevertheless, you're still Yotzi. And that's how we pass the halacha, even though the Bikur Yaakov in Hilchos Sukkah brings down the argues of the Prima Gadam. He holds this is Likuva. If you don't have this special kavanah, you're not Yotzi, which is a little bit scary. Once again, we're not passing like the Bikur Yaakov, it's a little bit scary. According to the Bikur Yaakov, if you've never had this kavanah in your life, you've never fulfilled mitzvah tzitzis in your whole life. Sukkah, if you have a special kavanah in Sukkah, you didn't fill mitzvah Sukkah this year.
The Bikur Yaakov says at least once
you have that. You have to have it. So one time when you're putting on, or at least remember afterwards, to have a special kavanah. By tzitzis, once again, it's l'man tizkeru v'asidem v'kol mitzvotai, that to remind us of the mitzvahs. By tefillin, it's l'man tiyat Torah Hashem b'ficha. You should remember that the Torah should be flowing through your mouth. You should think about it when you put them on. And Sukkah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in Sukkot. Man yedu dorasechem ki yoshavti b'nei Yisrael basukot. Okay? Sif test. Kodem shiyavarech, before you make the bracha, yayen b'chuti atzitzis imen ksherem k'dei shelo yavarech levatala. You should look at your atzitzis and make sure they're there. They're not possible, so you don't make a bracha levatala. Okay, there's a lot to talk about. I'm going to have to skip it because I don't have that much time. If anyone wants to hear, the question is why would Dafka be worried about this? We should also be worried if you have puzzle tzitzis, you're mevatel mitzvah ase. You're mevatel mitzvah ase. You're wearing a beged that doesn't have tzitzis on it. You're mevatel mitzvah ase. Why are we worried about that? Why are we worried about the bracha levatal? I can't get into it right now. One thing is you're supposed to check over here and over here by the hole to make sure they're not. Rav Bergwitz brings out that he heard the name from El Yashav. It's a big chiddush. It's a big chiddush. I didn't get to check with Rav Nevenzal, but it's a big chiddush that nowadays you don't have to worry about this so much because our tzitzis are stronger. No, I didn't know. I don't know. Rav Yashav. And Rav Bergwitz said the name of Rav Yashav. What? Both.
Yeah, how much length?
Yeah. We're going to get to the halachas of what's passed the tzitzis. We're going to get to it. One tzitzis is not a problem. Yeah, that's not the problem. Okay, we got to go by through. Yud. Yes, it's fine. It's called Gardumi Tzitzis. Yud. Im lovesh tals katan ba'od chein yadav nekios, yoshana b'lo bracha v'shiyita yadav masha v'tzitzis yivarach alav. If you put on your tzitzis while your hands are still dirty in the morning, you still have your ruach roi, you still haven't washed your hands in tila for the davi, whatever it is, your hands are dirty, you should put them on without a bracha, and then once you wash your hands, then you mash your tzitzis, you touch your tzitzis, and you make a new bracha. And you make the bracha. Oh, because she yilbash talis acher, or you don't have to make a bracha on those tzitzis, when you put in your talis gadol, you baruch alav, and you should make a bracha on that. You have liftor gam etzen, and you can have kavan to be part of your talis katan. You wouldn't have to be touched even the first tzitzis. So what first question is, why would you do so? Why would you put on your tzitzis when your hands are not dirty? When your hands are dirty.
You make up before you wash
the
time, you put it on.
Well, so wait, there you then. So this is someone who's makbid on the local we story we talked about before, Dalet Amos. This is only, if this is for someone, if you're makbid on Dalet Amos, so you have to wait till after you wash your hands. So therefore you should put them on before your hands are dirty. While your hands are dirty. If you want to be makbid, once again I said, it's a good Indian, it's a nice Indian to not to be makbid. You don't have to. You're not chayv to do it. It's a nice thing to. It's a nice thing to do. I can't take so many questions, guys. I'll take questions afterwards. Unless it's mamish mamish lachutz, because I have to get through a lot of stuff. Okay, and we only have a few more minutes. Okay. Okay. But seriously, that's why I wonder. But if people, whoever wears the talis gadol, it's not a problem. You can put it on tzitzis, and then when he wears the talis gadol, it makes the bracha not a problem. Okay, yud aleph. So once again, but you see over here, you can mekayim the mitzvah. You still can mekayim the mitzvah tzitzis and put them on even without making the bracha. Okay, it's not a problem. Even with you have ruach raw on your hands, you're allowed to mekayim the mitzvah. You're allowed to mekayim the mitzvah. You already saw that in the first in Siman Dalet also. No, you can't make the brach. You shouldn't make the brach until your hands are clean. But you can be kind in the mitzvah. You're putting on tzitzis, you're already be kind in the mitzvah. Yud Aleph. Iker mitzvahs talis katan l'losho al begodov. Kedei shetami yirev v'yizkor mitzvahs. So, according to the shittas of Mechaber here, it's Mashra. This is brought down the Rishonim already. That the Iker mitzvah tzitzis is everyone doing it wrong. The Iker mitzvah tzitzis to wear it like the chasidim on top of your begging. The whole begin, not talking about the tzitzis, the mechaber is talking about the begin of the tzitzis on top of your clothes. That's what the mechaber is saying. Thanks, Ram. But we don't pass things. The Mishnah Berurah brings down. They're not marking, not. Sleep cotton. Sleep cotton kafesh. Al begadov. Ube ksavim isad. The talus cotton tachas begadov. The ksavim. From Kabbalah, the towels cotton should be under your clothes. Because of Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham brings a pshara. Mechaber says to wear them over your clothes. The Ksavim says to wear them under your clothes. Magen Avraham says you should put the beged over your beged under your clothes and wear the tzitzis out of your clothes. Why? Why do we have empty makbanas? So he says. So you can see your tzitzis. Because part of the reason why you have to remember the mitzvahs. If you don't see your tzitzis, you can't remember the mitzvahs. Never you should have them out. Okay, and he goes through the Mishnah Berurah goes through a whole long thing how people should not be embarrassed of their tzitzis. Not something to be embarrassed about. If people are laughing at you, you shouldn't worry about it.
Are you saying in a place with goyim, you're supposed to tuck in?
And the Mishnah Berurah then says that if you're in a place of goyim, though, if you're in a place of Mashiach goyim, then it's not a problem to tuck them in. So what's going on? Why do people wear it? Some people wear it out. So you want to, all the chorus you go through, there's a very nice Yichav Adas is brought down the redemption all on the bottom. Yichav Adas Chilik Beis Sif Aleph. You can look through, he goes down the whole big machlokas, inside, outside, there's shittas on both sides. There's many shittas that should be out, many shittas that should be completely in, and basically whatever you do, you have something makbid. Obviously the Chofetz Chaim over here, seeing the Mishnah Berurah, sees before, it's better to be wearing your tzitzis out, but there's many gedolim, many gedolim who's worn them in, the Nevetzal wears them in, Rosh Shiva wears them in, what? It's possible, I think maybe that's true, I don't remember for sure. For Salvechik Werman, for Shechter, Gwil Werman. What? Because you have to makpid, just like we said before, you have to makpid the Shas Bracha on certain things. So too, the Iker Kepeda is the Shas Bracha, that's what the Mishnah Berurah brings down. Really, the Iker thing is that you have to at least have them out when you make the Bracha. You have to at least see them when you make the Bracha. Just like we're only makpid to stand up with the Shas Bracha, we're only makpid to do Atifish Shemaelim at the Bracha. So too, we're only makpid to look at your tzitzis at the Shas, to see the Bracha, but it's the Shas Bracha. So basically, you have what to be so either. But I just want to say, that which the Mishnah Berurah writes about being laughed about and not walking up to going with your tzitzis out. People, I don't think in like America nowadays have to be embarrassed at all. And I said to a bunch of guys during the other day, if you walk into a mall with your tzitzis out, you're probably the least weird person in the mall. I mean, the guy's walking with purple hair, with spiked orange hair. Okay, those guys are much weirder than you. And your tzitzis out. You don't have to worry about if you don't want to wear them out because of this. I'm afraid that people are going to laugh at you. But let's say, so you have to be a chacham. You have to be a no. If it's going to cause machlokas, if it's going to cause machlokas and jealousy and hatred, and then don't wear them. Wear them in. Yeah, for sure. You have to be someone. Okay. We're almost done. Okay. Yid Beis. In Yeshlo Kama Begadim, Shalar Beknavos, Kulam Chayav Mitzitzes. If you want to put on many different garments of tzitzes, they're off. You have to be makpid on having tzitzes on all of them. In Lashon Kulam Below Hafsik, and you wear them all at one time without a hafsik. Vayadaitum et chila kulam, and you have your das on all of them. Lo yivorcha lo bracha achas. You only make one bracha on all of them. In mafsik beinam, but if you have a hafsik between the wearings, sarach lavorcha kol achas v'achas. Then you have to make a bracha on each one. Hu adin. And the same thing applies. In lo aya bedaitum et chila kulam. If you didn't have your das on all of them at one time, havi ke mafsik beinam. It's like a hafsik beinam. So one thing you have to point out over here is, what about stam das? It sounds like you just have a bunch of begadim in front of you. Right? And you want to make a bracha on it? This applies, I'm saying this because it applies to all halachos brachos. So you want to make a bracha on an apple, and you want to eat, and you have three oranges in front of you also. You want to break the bracha on the apple, does it go on the oranges also? We say, stam, it does. Even if you don't have specific amount on the oranges, you can still make it, eat the orange without making a new bracha. So, as the Mishnah Berurah points out, it does not sound like this from the Machaber, but the Mishnah Berurah says it. Stam das works over here. If you have the garments in front of you, if you have all the talisim in front of you, all the tzitzis in front of you, even if you made one bracha on it, you just had stam das, you'd have specific kavana on each one. Nevertheless, stam works also, and you would not have to make a new bracha on each one. I assume he makes one bracha on all of them.
What
do you
put it on later?
He says, Sivkon first, Lamin. Mishnah Berurah says, like I just said.
What do you put it on later?
What?
What do you put it on later?
If you're mafsik, then you have to make it a bracha. So what's considered a hafsik? What's considered a hafsik, guys?
Talking.
What? So talking.
Changing places.
What's that? So talking is a big machlokas. What if you made a bracha, you have two tzitzis there. You make a bracha, you put on one of them, now you talk. Now you want to put on the second one. You have to make a new bracha. So some say, yes, you're a mafsik. The bracha, just like between a bracha and doing the ma'aseh mitzvah, you have to do the ma'aseh mitzvah without any hafsik. For instance, you wash the tefillah yadayim, you have to make the bracha before talking. Okay, it's a little different there because first you do the tefillah yadayim. You make a bracha on the lulav and esrog, you have to shake the lulav and esrog before your mafsik. If you're mafsik in between, you lost your bracha. So therefore, for sure, you said you took one pair of tzitzis, you said bracha da'ashon lagnama cholashi kishanu zano al mitzvah tzitzis, and then you talk before you put it on, you've lost your bracha. Go on. You made a bracha levatola, you have to make a new bracha. But over here, what happened? You made a bracha on the first one, you put it on, now you talked. So some say, oh, this is just like a regular, if you just did it before, just like if you did it before the first one, also if you do it before the second one, you lost your bracha, because you talked. But some say it's just like a suda. Some say it's just like a suda, right? What happens in a suda? You make a bracha on the apple, bracha atashim, like, you know, Buri Priya 8, and you take a bite of the apple. You finished the apple. What happened in the in between? You've been talking to your friend. Now you take a second apple. Do you make another bracha on the apple? No. Once the bracha was chal. Once the bracha went on the first apple, so now you can talk. So some bums can say that tzitzis is the same, would be the same thing. Once you put the first baget on, the bracha is chal on that first baget, and now even if you talk, it's not hafsik anymore. So therefore, dibur. So lach lamaisa, what do we say? Dibur lichatchila, you should not be like the not to talk. It's better not to talk for sure. But if you talk, in this case, for whatever reason you're putting on many pairs of tzitzis, you're not making a new bracha. Okay? We're going to get the Shinimakum. Yeah, let's go. You would not make a bracha.
Scheinberg doesn't make a bracha when he puts on all of his.
I don't think so. Okay. And the other thing is. Okay. Ramar adds up and says, V'cheni pashen rishon kol lash, v'cheni tzarech lachzor l'varach. If you took off the, you made a bracha, you put on the first one, you took off the first one, now you put on the second one, you have to make a new bracha. But the Mishnah Berurah argues with this. Once again, he says, if you put on the first one, take it off. If you put on the second one, if you had specific das at the beginning on the second one also, you do not make a new bracha on it.
How long is the...
Oh, so what about pausing? What if you pause? You didn't talk. That we hold that shtika, silence is not a hafsik ever. Shtika is never a hafsik. Even if you're a shtika more than k'day dibor. Even more than k'day dibor, it's not considered a hafsik. Yud gimel. Halovish talis katan mivar chalav. You make the bracha on a talis katan. You put it on. K'shol chavis k'nesis v'nat talis gadol. You have to make a new bracha on your talis katan. You make the bracha on your talis katan in your house. You walk to shul. You have to make a new bracha on your talis gadol. Because why? Because according to the mechaber, it sounds like halicha haven't hafsik. If you just walked, what? Rabina speaking. Oh, gotta stop right now. Shalom speaking. Rabina speaking. Cheers
over. Who's here?
Yeah, we're not going to go.